people back in the Shire. Turn your porch lights off, cause we're coming out with a trophy.
Welcome to Sharkcast Pod, a podcast dedicated to the greatest sporting club in the history of the world, the mighty Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. As always, this short, sharp show is brought to you by Dyson Logistics, the Royal Motor Yacht Club in Port Hacking, and Jason Hawes at Cripps and Cripps Real Estate. The sound quality is probably a little bit different to our longer form episodes. Currently travelling, and thought I would discuss the game that was today. And that was the Sharks 18-10 victors over the Gold Coast Titans in our, as the Sharks put it, home away from home, Coffs Harbour. Sold out crowd, great to see. Many, many Sharks supporters there. And the club took over the district for the week. They didn't come home from Redcliffe last week. They stayed in Coffs Harbour and did a lot of community events and spread the word of the black, white and blue. And if you're going to take over a town, you might as well do it properly, and that's what they have done. Many of you have already written to us at SharkCastPod in the DMs and SharkCastPod@gmail.com, and love to hear more and see more of that. So please feel free up until, say, Tuesday night to send us your correspondence, your thoughts, your feelings, and we will read those out and discuss those on air. But a pretty dismal game for the sold-out crowd in Coffs Harbour. Didn't reach too many great heights. And that's disappointing. And there's different ways to look at that. Two competition points got us into the top four, which is a great place to be. We've got a chance to stay there. We're playing the Bulldogs after the week off next week. By no means an easy game, but a game we should win. So this was an important game to get through, and we did that. Many people have been in touch and are online talking about the performance of the Sharks. Now, I'm not disagreeing with too many people out there. It was very average. It was below average in many ways. The errors in handling of the ball was not great. Costly at times. It's what kept the Titans in the game, because between the two teams, I thought the Sharks were way more dominant in so many different ways, but we just kept letting them back in with our handling. And with our penalties as well, disappointing. Something I really need to fix, and fix pretty fast moving forward. There's the way to look at it that we're happy to be where we are. We did what we had to do. We won. But then there is the other aspect to the performance side, and are there alarm bells there at how we're going on the field? Is the top four position really glossing over a few other things that could be problematic moving forward? I do stand by the opinion that this is a new team and there's growing pains. New coach, new structure, new half. So there's going to be some errors and some blemishes along the way. Now, I don't know at what point we stopped talking about that. Many of you probably say it was 5 weeks ago, but I'm still open to the fact that it's still a fairly new team. That's just one opinion. But let's talk about some of the performances out there today. I think on the positive side, I thought Will Kennedy returned to some nice touches, some nice try assists, fairly safe under the high ball. I thought that Matt Moylan had another strong game, and the contract talk is really going to start to heat up because he keeps on playing strong. Cam McInnes, as usual, was tough and solid. I thought Royce Hunt, despite some of the errors that he had in his game, he ran pretty freely today, and I thought he had one of his better games, Royce Hunt. And I thought our middle forwards, at times, did their job. At other points of the game, I felt like they needed to lift, and they probably did just enough. But I think for me today, the negatives, I thought Jesse in the centres, he just blew a whole lot of opportunities, either to score or to set up tries, mainly to set up tries. Off the top of my head, 5 or 6 maybe. Now, I need to review that. Maybe I'm being too dramatic. Maybe I'm not giving enough bomb tries in there. I'm not sure. But it seemed like a lot. And I thought on the other side, I thought, Sifa in the centres. I mean, are we still going to persist with that? Is he better off in the middle? Would you be better off having Connor Tracy in the centres, as was planned at the start of the year? And I also thought Britton Nakora had an unhappy game in a lot of ways. Still some nice runs, still some nice lines. But I think that side of the field with him and Jesse as a combination needs a bit of work. Needs a bit of work. I'm not saying they can't turn it around. I'm sure they can. I'm sure it'll be looked at in training sessions, in the air sessions, and we'll move forward. But I thought today against a pretty average team, and the team's coming last, the Titans coming last, I expected more, and a lot of people expected more. I'm sure they expected more as a team and as a club. They expected a better win. And I don't disagree that the two competition points is all we wanted, and we got it. But we are aiming a bit higher this year than we have for the last few years, and they're going to need a lift to reach some of those heights. We do play the Bulldogs next. There's a week off for rep round, play the Bulldogs. We've seen that on their day, they can beat teams that are better than them, so we'll have to be up for that challenge. And I'll tell you that they should want to win that game, because the three games after that are really going to test them. We've got Melbourne at home, Cowboys away, Panthers away. Melbourne, Cowboys, Panthers. I'm not suggesting we can't win all three, but they're very, very challenging games. So play like you did today, you're not going to win any of those games. However, we can play a lot better than today. That's the good news. That's the positive news. People were into Nicho Hynes today about his performance. I thought it was an indifferent kind of performance. Certainly he tried. He tries all the time. Some things came off, some didn't. I'm not sure if it's been widely spoken about post-game or not, but he did carry an injury into the game. So he was a bit hampered by that, and that, I'm sure, affected the way that he played a little bit, at least. Not sure when it's going to happen, but I can't wait for Hadlam Ueli and Jack Williams to come back with Finucane. I think that we're really missing those three on the field together or in the same team together. Hadlam Ueli, I think, is a bit away, so I know that. I'm just saying I can't wait for the day when he's back and they're all firing on all cylinders. I haven't checked out the press conference yet. I haven't heard any media from the coach or the players, so it'll be interesting to see how they reacted to it. I saw a few quotes from Blake Braley and Nicho Hynes about they were disappointed with the performance, happy to get the 2 points. It'll be interesting to see what the coach says, if there's any reaction to the team throughout the week. Drindle came on again with about 20, 25 to go and played mostly as a middle from what I could see. And again, not sure if that's the right thing or not. We won the game. Coach doesn't change a winning team sometimes, so didn't stand out either way for me, Trindle, which again is not necessarily a bad thing. But is he the right person to have on the bench in that role? That argument, debate, chatter continues on. But I do think at some point people will start talking about us being in fourth place if we stay there. And that whole sort of media scenario which they bring up, does this team deserve to be in this spot? I mean, I don't really care for that kind of talk. If you're there, you're there. That's how many games you've won. I'm just saying that in this case, if you look at today's performance, it really wasn't the performance of a top 4 team. In 2016, in 2016, we had some games like this. In 2015, which is what this season is probably more like, in 2015, we had some wins like this as well. So, thrilled, over the moon, we're in fourth. Kind of can't believe it, but they've worked to get there. It's been a work in progress. This team is still a work in progress. There's a lot more to go, and that's a positive. But it's going to require some patience from people, depending on your point of view, to allow them to get to where they need to be as a team performing. What I saw today, there is a long way to go. And again, I think that's a positive. It's a positive when you keep winning. As long as they can improve in the next game against the Bulldogs, which they'll have to do, then it's going to be a positive and a building exercise, and we'll get to where we want to be at some point. Sound like a Springsteen song. We'll get to some place we really want to go. We'll walk in the sun. So, on that bad note, see what I did there? Sharks win 18-10 in Coffs Harbour. Well done to the club for all the promotion they've done for the game and for the fans up there. And we'll move on. the club will move on to is rep round with a bunch of guys who are going to play in rep round, and the rest of them will probably have a little bit of time off and then get back to training for the club. Shoutcast Pod, we'll get back into it. We'll do another episode during the week, I would imagine. And we're going to move forward, and we're going to stay in fourth place, I'm reasonably sure. Although, as I speak, maybe Parramatta is beating the Roosters by a whole bunch of points and we're not. But at this point in time, for this purpose, let's say we're fourth. Shout out to Dan Nichols, who was a guest on the show during the week. If you haven't heard it, please go back and have a listen. We discuss all things Cronulla Sharks. Dan is a good fella, and he knows his Sharks, that's for sure. And we had a great chat, and I'm really appreciative of his time. I didn't get to promote the show too much like I normally would due to some time restraints, but because we have some really informative and opinionated chats about Cronulla, where they're at, where they're going to be, and all that kind of thing. So, Dan, thank you so much for your time. Can't wait to do it again. At SharkCastPod, DM us, sharkcastpod@gmail.com. Thanks so much for the support. As always, we will talk to you soon. Up, up, Cronulla.
Shots!